This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. World Radio Day commemorated with focus on artificial intelligence. FDI condemns child theft, praises DNA investment. In international news, acting head of the UN mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo arrives in Goma. And in sports, road to Morocco 2026, Kanyemba summons 36 for April under 17 WWCQ against Rwanda. And now the news in detail. The media fraternity has joined the rest of the world in commemorating the World Radio Day, celebrating the achievements and milestones made since the invention of radio. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Miss Zambia National Director Austin Kayanda says radio remains the biggest and most accessible medium of communication, playing a critical role in informing citizens and promoting development. He noted that this year's theme, Radio and Artificial Intelligence, highlights the growing influence of technology in modern broadcasting. Mr. Kayanda described artificial intelligence, AI, as the big elephant in the newsroom, stressing that it cannot be ignored in today's fast-evolving media landscape. He explains that AI is a tool that can help media houses operate more efficiently and enhance the dissemination of information to the public.
We still need human voices to interact with the listeners. Artificial intelligence basically is a programmed platform where you can tell it to say anything or to do anything and so forth. So as we are celebrating artificial intelligence in this era, we need also to be aware that should not abuse the artificial intelligence for disinformation, misinformation, or malinformation. And equally, we should not use artificial intelligence to scandalize other people. We should use it ethically, just like any other trained journalist who operates under ethical guidelines.
Meanwhile, IBA Director General Webster Malido says while artificial intelligence presents significant opportunities to improve efficiency and drive innovation in broadcasting, it must remain a supportive tool rather than a substitute for human oversight.
And we are emphasizing that while artificial intelligence offers opportunities to improve efficiency and drive innovation, we strongly recommend that AI must only remain a supportive tool and not replace human editorial judgment or accountability. So we are therefore urging all broadcasters in the country to establish clear internal policies and editorial guidelines to safeguard accuracy, credibility, and public trust, and to ensure that AI is used responsibly and ethically.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, and the National Institute for Scientific and Industrial Research, NISA, have called for strengthening of laboratory testing capacity to meet the increasing demand for testing services in the country. ZCSA and NISA recognize that the growing diversity of products on the market, ranging from food and beverages to industrial and consumer goods, has created a surge in demand for reliable and timely testing services. The two institutions emphasize that enhanced laboratory infrastructure, modern equipment, and expanded technical expertise are critical to ensuring that products meet compulsory standards and safeguard public health and safety. ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga and NISA Acting Director Alik Muvundika met the remarks in Lusaka on Thursday when Mr. Chizinga paid a courtesy call on Dr. Muvundika.
The Act allows us to subcontract some of the services. Okay. Yeah, so we outsource testing services. And in the past, we have used the NISA lab to test some of our samples. We have been doing that in the past, though on an ad hoc basis.
Okay.
But normally when we are subcontracting, we normally want to formalize a relationship or a service agreement or whatever form of an agreement. You have a kind of a framework agreement that allows you to cooperate later. So that is what we have been seeking to do with NISA.
At the same meeting, Dr. Mvundika said the government had provided resources to rehabilitate its testing facilities to improve service delivery to clients. Dr. Mvundika agreed with Mr. Chizinga on the need to have a formal agreement between the two institutions so that responsibilities, expectations, areas of collaboration and timelines are clearly outlined.
We are doing a phased approach to bring our laboratories and general research facilities to a certain level that will give confidence to clients, including yourselves.
Yes.
At the moment, our active labs are the water and food laboratory. We have seen most of the samples come to. And so we want to target those for rehabilitation.
Family Development Initiatives FDI has condemned sporadic cases of child theft, citing the recent incident in Lusaka as a disturbing example. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami emphasizes that the case of Astrida Chanda's baby, stolen and later recovered through police intelligence and DNA testing, illustrates the urgent need for stronger family and community vigilance. He stressed that such crimes not only traumatize parents, but also destabilize the moral fabric of society. The Muslim leader highlighted that protecting children is both a spiritual duty and a civic responsibility.
Protecting children is not only a moral and spiritual duty, but it's also a civic responsibility. And offenders must, face justice swiftly to deter future violations. As you know, FDI envisions families that are thriving, but in order for families to thrive, this should be built on safety, compassion, resilience, where children grow in secure environments.
Governance Accountability Executive Director Gabriel Milo has called for urgent intervention at Mwanjumi Community School in Chivombo District of Central Province, citing overcrowded classrooms and inadequate facilities. In a statement on Friday, Milo emphasized that while free education is commendable, quality learning requires timely and sufficient investments in infrastructure. He notes that some classrooms host more than 100 learners with only a handful of desks, a situation that undermines concentration and exposes children to harsh conditions. Milo observed that the cold season is approaching and learners with health conditions such as asthma risk further complications if schools remain poorly equipped.
So we urge either through the constituents development funds or funds that the Minister of Education receives to make sure that in schools that have been newly opened, either under CDF arrangement, are adequately stocked with desks so that learners are not exposed to the cold. For this might also compromise the levels of concentration, the levels of knowledge uptake by the learners. We urge government supporting partners, stakeholders to come in board to make sure that a number of schools across the country where we have such or similar scenarios are taken into consideration.
Just now we take a break. Stay tuned.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pension. Pensions Fund, keeping